Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Prophecy Zone. My name is Phil Armstrong, and I'll be with you for the next 45 minutes. Today on today's show, I'd just like to talk about the challenges that the church is going to have in the next couple of years or months or years. We'll put it that way. And what we must overcome to win victory. I also want to talk about prophecy. That's always on my heart to talk about prophecy. There is some things that are taking place in the Middle East that could hold importance in the up and coming months that I don't know if anybody out there sees, but I see it. Okay. Hezbollah seems to be ratcheting up for war with Israel on the border between Israel and Lebanon. And we need to keep an eye on that. Really, we do. So Lebanon is a hot, the Hezbollah seems to be getting, ratcheting up for a war with Israel. I have an article here that says Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, Sheikh Nam Qassem, says his organization is ready for an all-out outbreak and hostilities that may erupt along the border with Israel. Qassem, who spoke during a remembrance gathering marking the third year since Israel and Hezbollah fought a month-long war, said the Shiite militant is not waiting for Israel to begin fighting before making the necessary preparations. Qassem said Israel is an aggressive entity that can act at any moment, and so the organization is always ready, and it will prevent Israel from attaining its goal. Okay, so it looks like some movement on that front. This article talking about Iran can have the bomb by 2013. Now, I've been hearing other earlier dates. I've even heard before the end of this year. So we don't know exactly where that, what truth is. There's so much disinformation out there, and then they make fun of the internet as if it was total. It's more disinformation in the media than it is on the internet to me. And it's funny how people say that, you know, the internet has so much, and it does have disinformation. I'm not saying it doesn't, but the media has a lot more disinformation. Well, anyway, I want y'all to hear this. I see if I can get it played. It's Iran's bomb no earlier than 2013. Let me see if I can get y'all to hear this here. You know, you got to go through all of that.
Listen to your preferred news feed with Odioco.com.
Listen.
U.S. Iranian bomb no earlier than 2013. U.N. State Department officials estimate that Iran will be unable to develop a nuclear weapon in the next 4 years despite previous assessments, according to a recently disclosed congressional document. According to a report published in the Washington Post on Friday,
the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research stated that Iran would be unable to produce weapons-grade material before 2013. However, the report emphasized that findings were based on technical capability and did not consider a time period in which Tehran might make any political decision to produce highly enriched uranium. The document cites analysts as asserting that any such decision by the Iranian government is unlikely to be made while international scrutiny and pressure persist. On Monday, The Times reported that Iran could complete the manufacture of an atomic bomb within a year and is just waiting for Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei to give the go-ahead. Intelligence sources were quoted by the British newspaper as saying that the Islamic Republic had put a stop to its nuclear arms research program back in 2003 as it had already developed the means to detonate a nuclear warhead which could be launched on the Shahed-3 long-range missile.
You know what makes me sick is when the media try to have these special talking heads, special guests on, and they ask them the question, how long is it going to take for Iran to get the missile or the question relevance to Israel? And what's so funny about it is that when they ask the question, it seems to me that they always use politics to analyze something. Like, for instance, when do you think Iran and Israel will strike Iran? They always use politics to figure it out. Don't you realize that if you try to use politics to figure out John F. Kennedy's assassination, you never would have found it out? You're never going to figure out if some president is going to get assassinated. Now, what about Pearl Harbor? You're not going to use politics to figure out. Now, the people on the download, people that don't know. Now, the people on the download know. Like Roosevelt had some tinkling that Japan was going to attack Pearl Harbor. But there's a sense out there that there's a good chance that you can't use politics to figure out World War III. You just can't. And I guarantee if you ask one of these talking heads on CNN and MSNBC and Fox if there's going to be World War III, they're going to say no. But if you ask somebody like Gerald Celente, who's accurate, he's going to say yeah, there's a good chance that if Iran is attacked by Israel, there you have it, World War III. And it's a lot of people, a lot of guys out there who they're not going to listen to. You see, the talking heads want to analyze everything by politics. Well, Gerald Celente, he looks in the mirror and says, okay, we have to be honest about this country. That's what's wrong. If you take a smoker and you tell him stop smoking or you're going to catch cancer 10 years, 20 years later, and he says, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. There's a good chance he can catch cancer. But he has to look in the mirror. When you come up to somebody and say, one day we will not be a free country. Yes, we are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, you are. No, you are. People have to look in the mirror and be honest. If you told somebody that America has a good chance of being invaded by Russia and China, no, that had never happened. Not in our, and they always got to push it away. Not in our time period. Not in our lifespan. Maybe when I'm dead and buried. You're just doing that off of hope. You're not thinking. And the talking heads do the same thing. No, there had to be another. It's always 2 years away. It's always 3 years away. You think we'd be attacked with airplanes that hit buildings? Or maybe 5 years away. As long as you stay away from my bubble. Everybody lives in a plastic bubble. Even the talking heads. Even the talking heads live in a bubble. Now, what I am talking about is I am saying how the talking heads, which I mean the media, or people like Newt Gingrich or the one dude from the UN, Bolton, and all these guys. Oh, Bolton, he likes war anyway, so I got to leave him out. But when they have these special senators come on and they ask them, they say, when do you project Iran will get hit by Israel? Blah, 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 blah. And they use politics to analyze it. That's why nobody knew we were in a recession. Long after we were in the recession. Because they use politics to analyze everything. Now, I'm not saying politics should be used, but look, it's like you have to be willing to look in the mirror. When America becomes the late, great United States, some historians, which I don't know is going to go that far, but historians, if it would go 100, 200, 300 years, will look back at the United States and say, being too positive destroyed this nation. When you're too positive about, I'm smoking, and yeah, you're right, it might, good chance I might catch cancer, but I'm enjoying the moment now, top of the evening to you. Look, you have to put that cigarette down. What does that have to do with the United States? You need to look in the mirror and see that the legislation that they're passing could destroy the nation. And everybody else is living in their houses in glass bubbles, as long as it don't hurt me syndrome. Long as it don't hurt me. Yes, long as it doesn't hurt my kids. I love my beautiful kids. And I hope it don't hurt your kids either. But when somebody like me comes to you and say there were no weapons of mass destruction, there never was, you're going to, you're just looking at that. I saw a movie like that. Everybody's always had to see it. Oh, I saw a movie like that. Oh, I saw a movie. Everybody's big. We are TV heads. And I am going off rapping. I am on a rampage. I'm on a rap. Because everybody believes everything the media says. And then they say, a lot of disinformation is on the line, on the internet. Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of disinformation, but there's a lot of truth online. There's no truth on CNN. Oh, yeah, that's right. Michael Jackson died. Yeah, that is true. Or Madonna has a concert in. Yeah, that is true. Or who will be the next American Idol? Yeah, that is true. But when it comes to the things that we need to know about this country, I want to see a report on, is the Federal Reserve federal? And what a big doggone deal it will make if it's not federal. I want to see that. I want to know if the Federal Reserve is federal. My wife has a thing where she tells me, but they don't know, honey. They don't know. You can't. You know, the American people, they just don't know. I'm married to you. That's why I know. Blah, blah, blah. Look. People don't want to know because they don't want to know. Okay? They don't want to know the Patriot Act. They don't want to bother with it, just like the senators. But if you went to their house and tried to sell them some messed up real estate, they're going to find out sooner or later, unless they just don't care. They're going to find out that their real estate was bad. Go over to somebody's house and try to sell them some encyclopedias. They're going to research the encyclopedia until it can't be researched no more. But I tell you this, go over to their house and tell them 9/11 was a complete scam and people will still look at you like you're crazy. I know me even before I was studying conspiracy theories, I know me. I'm the type of person, when I saw the planes hit high up, I would say, well, those buildings have to be designed, because I used to love buildings when I was a kid. They have to be designed to take those planes. Now, there has to be some curious dude who's an engineer who sits and scratches his head and says, wow, those planes hit too far up. Now, as a Christian, what do you break down and go past the Romans chapter 13? Oh, that's right, when you're sitting in a chair and finna take the mark. I'll take the mark. I'll take it. Well, I'm thief in the night. When is it too late? When your country's gone? We've been sacrificed. The United States is sacrificed. The new empire, the world empire, the greatest world empire ever has been laid on the altar to die for the new world order. And the captains of industry and the captains of the ship have said, you know what, we're going to go on, we're going to sail on our boats, we're going to move to the Bermuda, we're going to move somewhere in the nice place, we're going to watch the United States burn. And pretty, I guarantee you this, they're going to get the heads up. The globalists, when you see Henry Kissinger and all those dudes leaving, we have a conference in Brazil, or we have a conference in some place in Russia. They got about 8,000 time zones. Some hidden place away where all of them. Oh, go to the mountains and the caves. You know, secret chambers with the big old doors, and they go up underneath and watch the country burn. Because America's living in a fairy tale. The American dream was put everybody to sleep. Now, you can make something happen. You can make something happen out there. I'm not saying that. The American dream is still here until they totally crash the market. And then the American dream is still here because a lot of people made money in the stock market collapse. Well, the American dream is fading away. Everybody's starting to wake up.
Well, the markets are getting better.
Shouldn't that make us conspiracy freaks a little bit more right when we say, don't even believe it?
See, we told you democracy will come back. Oh, we're out of the mess.
No, you're not. You're not out of the mess. We just started. You didn't even know we were in a recession. And now you know. And now all of a sudden the markets are cleaning and clearing up. You know what? They will have a hard time. A lot of people who believe this crap will have a hard time believing the Christian faith. Because faith is something you don't see. So when you look at the markets and they're improving, you need to look at the overall spectrum of the picture. Now, I would love for the markets to clear up. I'd love for the United States to have another 10 to 15 years. I would love it. Another 20 years. But as long as the American populace stays asleep, and we believe the talking heads,
my name is Newt Gingrich, and I think that the,
Newt Gingrich, sir, what is the next thing that's going to happen?
Well, I think you can look for nuclear bombs to go off in major cities.
I met him in Kuwait. Kuwait. I met him at the gym. I shook his hand, and I'm glad Newt Gingrich come out and say the next thing, major thing can happen is this. But how do you know?
Well, I got my information from the CIA.
The CIA? Where do you think he gets this information from? Newt Gingrich is an intelligent dude.
Person. Senator Newt Gingrich. Is he still a senator? I don't know.
He gets his information. Heck, if I was a senator, I'd be on the internet. Same place they say you shouldn't go. Don't mean you have to read it because it's sitting in front of your face.
The internet has inaccurate information.
You do CNN has Fox. They all have bad information. Bad information.
We have to make a renege on this. Al Gore is not projected the winner.
You guys make a living in disinformation. Why didn't you think JFK warned us? John F. Kennedy warned us. With the combination of him and Eisenhower, let me let y'all listen to this. I'm just going to let y'all listen to. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Okay, that happened. That ended pretty quick. Well, the fourth branch of government is sort of the media, not the Federal Reserve, the media. People got us thinking the Federal Reserve is actually federal when it's not. The media is not federal either. But how in the world does men hold so much power between those two entities is beyond me. Now, the Federal Reserve not being federal is a huge deal. But the media lying to us and having a dude sit in the office from the CIA telling them what to say, we already have been socialized and communized a long time ago. I don't even know those words, socialized. I know socialized, medicine, socialized, communized. I just made that one up. I don't know what's going on with my switchboard, but the enemy is killing me. He's killing me through the radio station, before the radio station. I should know I'm doing the right thing because my switchboard is just like disappeared. Well, anyway, let me continue on. Look at it. It just totally disappeared. So I know there's an enemy who can't stand me. I got one person in the chat room, and I mean, I guess he's afraid I'm going to end up with 25, 35. I really don't. I'm going to start doing the work to get people on to listen to my show. I mean, because I just can't. I got here at 15 minutes after the hour, and I'm like, just dialed up, and here I am. But I want 25, 3,500 people listening in, and I'm going to get that. But there's no way I'm going to get it let me see. I don't even know what's going on here. I'm going to keep y'all on the line, but I'm going to have to do something to get you guys back online. So please stand by. If I don't say nothing for a while, I'm trying to get the chat room back. Okay, the chat room is gone and the switchboard just popped off. It just filled with wonder today, isn't it? Okay, when I get on, I'm going to play the next part of the John F. Kennedy tape. Okay, ready? This is the next part.
The chill of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
Okay, so that was I have to see if I can actually log in to the other account on another computer, excuse me. So I lost my chat room, and like I say, I'm going to be a lot more. The strength is low on the computer, so I'm going to see what I can do to get on here again and finish the show up. So I'm trying to wind the show down, and I get so many interruptions. It's almost ridiculous how many interruptions I actually get when I'm trying to do a show, and I'm trying to get this thing finished and wrapped up. But you know what's going to be funny though is if the Lord wills, my show ends up one of the most popular. It's going to be funny because I kind of have to repent, because I kind of handled the show kind of, I didn't really take it seriously. And I actually have just one listener. I gotta get this switchboard hooked up. And this last days that we are living in, did it again, just killing myself. I'm gonna promise that I'm gonna have much better layouts on this show. I'm just like having too many difficulties and problems that may, you know, I kind of hope to have another computer ready to go or boot up when it gives me these ungodly problems. So, and I wouldn't even know if I had any callers, I probably wouldn't have handled them in the first place. But let me play for you that third John F. Kennedy tape. Ready?
That combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it.
Okay, so that was John F. Kennedy talking about the media and its importance in our society. It's not a black or white issue. It's not a race issue. When you have a show dealing with black issues, I understand that, but I think somewhat the thing you need to deal with is getting children of race of African American descent or any other descent, getting them prepared for the workforce. And you got to have a workforce. Because if you don't have a workforce, what are you doing? What are you getting them prepared for? To swap in air? To beat down butterflies or bees? I mean, what are you actually getting them prepared for? There's nothing to be prepared for. I mean, if there's no industry, if you're shipping out the jobs, what are you getting them prepared for? So, it's almost as if you have to actually have someone who's serious about fixing things. But getting back to the show on African Americans, that's cool. I want to see kids learning and doing better. I want to see every race learning and doing better and getting us prepared. But I also want to see industries return to the United States. We've been sold out. We've been hoodwinked. We've been bamboozled and run amok and run astray. And we slaves to the. Then they promote buy on credit, buy this, nothing down. Everybody wants to buy nothing down. That shackles us, it brings us under subjection to the laws of gravity or the laws of physics or the laws of reaping and sowing. Or reap what you sow. And it's got us crippled, and it's got us being the tail, including myself. I've been involved where I had to get back out of debt all over again because my brain is, like, numb, and we love to spend. We Americans, we love to spend. People love to spend money. You get some money in somebody's hands, you get hot. You get hot, and you want to just go out, and you got this bubbling thing filling that you want to just go out and just covet everything and go out and spend. The next thing you know, you don't have any money, and then you're broke, and then you got to, and then you just said you got to save money, but you are not saving. And if you look at an individual, you can compare it to the individual. I know it's a pretty small thing, but you can take the individual and look at what the country is doing overall. We're doing the same thing. We go out and spend. We give everybody these budgets, and they go out and spend, and then they still got the money that's left over instead of just putting it in a pot. We got to spend it for the next quarter. And then the next quarter. And then every district and city's got to spend money. And I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here. This is a bottom property so I'm not the type of person going to sit here and say, and say, wow, woe is us, and these are all the problems to complain about unless I'm going to do something about them. And a lot of times the people who have radio shows are doing something about it. We're warning the populace. We're warning the populace of what's actually going on. And without a media that is responsible and not owned by the government and shackled by the CIA, you ain't going to hear nothing unless you show up to the CIA. You ain't going to hear anything. That's why it sounds like they're retarded. It straight up does. It sounds like some of the media is retarded when it comes to saying the right thing. And everybody turns it into politically correct, saying, you can't say that. And then all the shows have this crazy things that they can say on the show about Christians. Oh, that's not. One more, I don't see anybody holding them politically correct. You even have these cartoons making fun of Jesus. So let's be politically correct and not put that on. But that's not going to happen. They're going to do that anyway, right? Right. So I don't think it's a racial issue. If they want to destroy this country, the house divided against itself will not stand. They're going to destroy this nation by just dividing us against each other. That's what they're going to do. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to protect this country if I'm the only one doing it. I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'm going to make an informed populace, just like John F. Kennedy said. And with the informed populace, you're going to have a military-industrial complex that's going to come and take over everybody. And the Federal Reserve is their money machine. Right? I want y'all to listen to Eisenhower give his farewell address. Hold on. This is Eisenhower. I got 10 minutes left. So I'm going to play the Eisenhower tape. Ready? As soon as I can find it. And I apologize if I'm not answering. I don't even have a chat room up. Here it is. Listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed four major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals.
Yeah, that he said an aware populace. The reason why I keep beating this down, because we have to say, okay, if the American people are uninformed, when you go up to them and try to talk about a new world order, a global society, a second country,
ahead and go off. We got 3 minutes remaining. I don't have any callers. So I'm going to go ahead and go off. My next show, I'm going to make sure this show is ready to go. And we're gonna start getting people to be big time in the chat room, and I'm gonna get people on to talk about various issues. And it's true, I don't like really talking about President Obama, not because he's black or not because he's our president. I will point out some things about him, and we need to point out some things about him. But also, if we don't point it out, okay. So we have to point these things out. That our population is unaware that we are not in the right at all. Advertise for these people. So God bless everybody out there. I'm gonna put this here.
Of Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love, be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that ye should